Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. It is Friday. Katie Miglin's here. Katie, I haven't been live with you in ages, so everyone, like, grab your coffee, grab your orange juice, whatever you're drinking. Maybe it's smoothie time. We'll be right back. It's going to be, I don't know, something. It's going to be something. Good morning. My name is Ray Hewart. Katie Miglin is here, and it is a Friday.
Friday.
Do you have your coffee?
Yeah, it's obscenely large, though.
Why do you have such a large cup of coffee?
Because it's an iced coffee, and so I just, like, literally poured the rest of the pot and some ice, and then was like, we'll just see what this takes me.
Was it a hot pot of coffee that you put on? Because isn't it then watery? That's what I don't like.
Okay, so I do a hot, like, I make a pot of coffee, or I'll do, like, a half pot of coffee, and then after it gets, like, cold.
Cold, yeah.
Whatever's left, then I put it on ice and make it iced coffee for later in the day. So this pot of coffee I made so early this morning that it got cold a lot faster.
Well, that's how I would do it, and I love that we're starting the show talking about coffee, because back in the day, we used to only talk about coffee on this show. That was
true. It's true.
I've not really been drinking coffee at all. Maybe that's what I don't, you know, do you remember when I told you that I don't think March happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think April happened either. Like, we're at the end, not the end. We're in, like, the middle of April, and I'm pretty convinced April didn't occur.
Which is crazy. It's the middle of April.
Yeah. It's the middle of April, but I have not drank coffee. I have drank coffee, like, in the middle of the day, went and got, like, yesterday I got a Starbucks coffee, but it was like 2 o'clock. Okay. I have not had morning coffee, I don't think, since March, early March, like the beginning of the month.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because I've been getting those chai tea lattes. Yeah, those are delicious. We talked about those on the show. Mm-hmm. And then I lost my sense of smell because I had COVID. And still not back. And I'm trying to drink. I feel like I've been drinking orange juice every morning.
But don't you need taste or no taste? Don't you still want the, like, caffeine?
I miss it. I should just go buy coffee for my Nespresso that I love, but I haven't.
Yeah. I don't know how you function without caffeine.
The other thing is, does anyone else do this where, like, you order or you buy groceries and then you're like, well, if I need to consume it. Like, I bought an entire container of orange juice. Like, I feel committed in the morning to be like.
I mean, I like to start with coffee and then, yes, I'm going to have orange juice. Orange juice really isn't my thing. I'm more like, if I'm going to drink orange juice, it's mimosas. But anything outside of, like, you could. It's a Friday. Anything outside of coffee comes, like, second. Like, that's what I eat with. I, like, drink something with breakfast. Or, like, coffee is, like, my warmth. I'm going to sit and savor this all day.
Yeah. Guys, I don't think March and April happened. So I will get on track and the coffee will come back and it'll be all the good things. Perfect. And if anyone has any idea on how to get your sense of smell back, I am so desperate. Like, anyone who had this symptom of COVID, which apparently is 60% of cases, which means one of you have an option for me. It's like no fun. Like, there's no joy in life anymore without your sense of smell.
Okay. Might be slightly dramatic, but.
But seriously, like, you can't taste anything. You can't smell anything.
Right.
I'm very concerned. I, like, reek, even though I've showered and, like, normal behavior, but, like, I can't. I don't know. I'm struggling.
Yeah. I mean, I feel really bad for you, but I also don't think, I think there could be other joys in life. Maybe you're feeling like there's no joy because you're also not drinking coffee.
Give me a joy in life that you have And I will tell you how scent is connected to it and how it's less good when you can't smell or taste.
Challenge accepted. Looking at our sweet baby Hazel while she has a dirty diaper.
Yeah, okay, but okay, I could swing this. But like you only have, she only have her for a short period of time and you want to have all those baby smells until she's, you know, going to her first prom date and you don't have those memories anymore. I don't know.
I feel like we're stretching it a bit. I mean, yes, I would mostly be upset about the eating part because you can't taste anything. So then it's like, why eat things?
Literally, I think this is the, honestly, it's the best weight loss. This is what people should do. Like, why are people doing Ozempic and all this other stuff? Everyone has in like the 12 celebrities that are doing it. I don't know.
Not everybody.
Everyone. But all I'm saying is we should just develop a way to like remove people's smells, like by, it should be like a flip on flip off thing. And you don't think about food because food's not enjoyable. It's not a thing.
That's a good point.
See?
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, enjoy your OJ and nothingness.
Yeah. I guess. Educating all of you on Teach Better Today Morning Show.
Providing you quality information every single day.
Okay, really though, what's new with you? Could you share one life update with our community?
We have officially a 5-month-old baby and a 9-year-old. Those two things happened in April.
Oh my God, that's a big deal.
Big deal, yeah. So
do we hear about the middle child? Did she not have anything interesting going on?
She got a new swimsuit. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it's like April. Like I'm assuming other people, I feel like I've seen it all over social media. There was a slight heat wave last week, which was great. And so, of course, you know, it was like, can we get the pool out? No. Can we, like, is summer happening? No. You still have to go to school tomorrow. Like, it was, you know, it was really fun and confusing, but it was gorgeous out.
Yeah, I don't understand. So it was like in the 80s and 70s last weekend. This week was all 60s, 50s, and yeah. Now we're like, still in the 50s, 60s. So when is that heat coming back? Because I literally got in my car and it was so hot. You like couldn't touch the steering wheel last weekend.
Yeah, it was like honestly kind of weird. Like I went on a walk with the kids and I had like workout pants on. And both of the girls were like, you are going to be hot. And I'm like, it's middle of April, you guys. Like, let's not be dramatic. And about like a mile and a half in, I was like, I'm dying. I'm literally sweating profusely right now. So yeah, I'm happy to bring that back. If any, you know, Mother Nature, if you want to like bring that back towards us, that'd be great. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, just, you know, I've been super busy this month with client work, which, you know, it's like schools, districts, teachers, all that good stuff.
So yeah, okay. So it's funny. Obviously the Teach Better team does a lot of stuff. One of the main things is that we provide professional development to school districts, but like Katie and I don't travel that often. Like we have like Chad on the team travels a lot. Josh on the team travels a lot. There's people on the team who travel a ton. Mm-hmm. I feel like Katie, you're on the list of trainers that travel often, but you've been traveling twice a week for the whole month, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's like an insane amount. Like that's not normal at all.
Yes, that's totally not normal. We just have some Illinois schools that are trying to wrap things up by the end of the year. And so it's all within driving distance. So it's like, you know, like traveling in a car feels different than having to get on a plane.
Yeah.
I have had a couple I call them like flight visits because that means I have to like go somewhere. But for the most part, yeah, it's just been working with schools in Illinois, which is super fun. And just like
New York too.
Yeah. That's the plane one. I had one of those. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, but it's, what's interesting though, and I don't know that people necessarily know this about our team, is that we obviously do a ton of work on the grid method. We have assessment training. I know we've pushed out tons of stuff on our social media about the things we offer, but the visits I've been doing recently have all been like tailored to the schools.
Sure.
So like working on assessments, working on project-based learning, working on, you know, like creating rubrics and prior proficiency scales, like all that kind of stuff. So it's been really like, I feel like every time I'm like, wait, where am I going and what's their focus today? Because it's not out of our typical grab bag, which, you know, like sometimes is fun to like get off of the beaten path and do something a little different.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing your schools that you've been working with. So everyone we work with, for those of you who like may not be in this space in education, they sign year-long contracts typically. Mm-hmm. And typically we do like multi-day year-long contracts. It's very rare that somebody just like brings Katie in for a keynote. Like usually they bring Katie in, there's like 15 visits a year because we do like long-term work. It's so much more fun. It's so much more beneficial. I love it. That's like the way I think all PD should be. But like your group was like, oh, we have 6 support days left or whatever. I'm making that number up. Let's put them all in April versus I have 2 school districts that I've been working with that are like, hey, we have 6 hours of professional development left. Can we move that to next year? And that's how we'll start out like our August, or that's how we'll like we're going to do something November 1st. So they like moved some of their days to like the following year, and yours were like, let's fit it in before May. So funny. Yeah. Like school districts and their timing is always different.
Well, and we know that it's like testing time. So we're facing AP tests, we're facing standard like state tests, benchmark type of assessment. So we know we're kind of coming on like in that season right now. So it is like interesting when you're working with like either a curriculum director, superintendent, principal, like whoever the person in charge of the PD is. And they're like, this date they're testing, so let's have you come this date. And then the next day they're testing, so you come like 2 days later, you know? And so it has been like just interesting. Like the vibe is different in the schools. It's a little bit more focused than it maybe is. And you go in August or September, like the energy is just like, just different, which is like, it's cool to see the difference between the beginning of the year feeling and the end of the year feeling for sure.
Yeah. And you've gotten to know the staff. So it's just, those conversations are so much better. Yeah. Friends, if any of you are interested in trying to plan your like last few institute days this year, or even planning August, I know I feel like April is when a lot of us plan our August calendar. Feel free, let us know how the Teach Better team can support you, especially if you have like a specific Teach Better team member, like if you want Katie and I together to come to your school. We're really looking for a school that like understands that we're better in a package. So true. We're going to transition to team talk. We'll be right back. Back for our Teach Better Today morning show team talk section, and we're doing rapid fire. Katie, are you up for rapid fire?
These always stress me out. You're lucky it's a Friday.
This would be Friday. Rapid fire. It's whatever comes to mind. It doesn't have to be the best answer. It doesn't have to be, well, it doesn't need to be kind of a right answer, but like there's so many right answers, you're gonna be fine.
Okay.
Rapid fire. I just need to know how many you want to do. I have 12.
Let's do 5 to start with. Let's see how fast we can go.
All right, here we go. I feel like reading them is like what's stressing me out. You have to answer. Top classroom management tip.
Build relationships.
Ooh, good. Favorite teaching tool. Quick, wrap it up.
Sorry, and I was going to say like all things Google. Like, okay. I feel like that's not necessarily a tool, is it?
I mean, they're all tools, sure. It's a bad answer, but it's an answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I have one thing I leaned on. That's where I was struggling.
I'm going to say Kami for that one. If you haven't used Kami, go look it up. We're going to do a cool thing with them at some point. Best way to start a lesson?
Some like game or something that it has nothing to do with your lesson that you can then tie in.
Quick strategy for student engagement.
For student engagement, make it relatable.
Favorite subject to teach?
Writing.
Wow, writing. That was 5. But
to teach, not I wouldn't. Depending on how you said that, I wasn't going to say writing.
How would I have phrased it where you would have said something else?
Like favorite subject to like, I don't know. I just immediately felt like teaching the lesson. I didn't think like through grading or anything else.
So you're not thinking like favorite job to have.
Yeah, not favorite content. Yes.
To be fair, I love teaching writing, so I'm not going to shame you too much for that. Although we both are like very happy and like celebrate that we were math teachers. So right. It is a little weird that like that's your answer, even though I totally get it.
I think here's the difference is for math, I couldn't get to know the kids as easily as I could in their writing because math is more black and white. So that's why I would say like, if I had to pick a content area, yes, it would be math. But if I could just like teach a lesson and then never grade a thing and just like interact with kids, it would be writing. Do you want to do the other one since we got through those fast?
Yeah, let's do these last few and then we're going to wrap up the show. Top resource for lesson planning.
ChatGPT.
Wrong way to handle student discipline.
Anyway, while you're elevated.
Ooh. Favorite student project.
Scale models.
Wrong answer to handle difficult parents.
Yelling at them.
I was going to say yelling. Yelling.
I was either going to say yelling or hanging up on them.
One word description of your teaching style.
Oh, God. I feel like you need to answer that.
For you or for me?
Yeah, either.
You're quirky.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, I could go into that for Katie's teaching style. I loved being like in the same like hallway as seeing Katie teach. It was great. Educational podcast recommendation.
Teach Better Talk, obviously. Yeah,
that's terrible. You can't promote your own podcast on a podcast.
Okay, fine. It depends what you're looking for. That's where I can't answer that because it depends. Like if I'm looking for instructional strategies, I'm going to go a different way than if I were just like needing general teaching.
You're the
worst. Our podcast network.
You're literally the worst guest ever on the show. This is why we can't
be. Okay, I answered like 9 quickly.
What's your worst piece of advice for new teachers?
I don't think you want me to answer that.
Do it for money.
Worst piece of advice, I would say, don't build relationships.
This is terrible.
With family. It's the worst piece of advice.
I want to hear people's worst piece of advice in the comments. We're wrapping up the show. We want to hear your worst piece of advice. If you made it this far and you answer your worst piece of advice, because you're still here with us, we're going to figure out like a prize to give you. See you guys later. Bye. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.